Well, it has been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon. My hometown, it's been a warm week up there, unseasonably warm for this time of year. People have been thinking about spring, even though they know that they shouldn't. It is a trick to lure us out, to get us leaning the wrong way. And then that big March or April or May or early June blizzard will come along and teach us a lesson that we've learned too many times already, but which we could learn again, I suppose. This is not really spring. It is spring like spring painted on a brick wall, that when you reach in to pick the flowers, you bust your knuckles. So you want to be careful. It affects people in odd ways, and it affected Florian and Myrtle Krebsbach here this last week. They ventured out on a trip to Minneapolis, something they would never ordinarily do. There are no spring chickens in their early 70s, and Florian does have that 1966 Chevy with 42,000 miles on it. He's proud of that. And when you have a 66 Chevy with 42,000 miles on it, you don't just drive off to Minneapolis anytime you feel like it. Otherwise, pretty soon you'd have about as much mileage as anybody else with a 66 Chevy. Have to go buy a new one. But it was Myrtle's idea. She's been worried. She's been feeling like she has symptoms that sound to her a lot like symptoms she reads in a question and answer column in the newspaper. And so this last week, when she found a bump on the back of her head that had not been there before, and found some hair on her comb and blood on her toothbrush, it made her nervous, and she called down to a clinic in Minneapolis and made an appointment for a checkup. Which she could not go to a doctor up there around Lake Wobegon to get, because she's been to all of them already and they've all told her she's all right. So she had to come to Minneapolis for this. Lord, I don't know if they ever tried to come down here before, but they tried this last week, headed out in the morning, down the county road and then onto the state highway, and then they were on the interstate. My Lord, two old people scared out of their wits. Myrtle sitting on the passenger side, clutching onto her purse as if someone would snatch it from her. Looking out through those big, thick glasses make her eyes look like a lizard's eyes. Florian, driving carefully 40 miles an hour down the interstate with the right-hand wheel up there on the shoulder, just easing along. As semi-trucks just exploded past them. Shoom, shoom. 20, 30 tons of semi going by. Myrtle thinking about her symptoms, worrying that she might die. Florian thinking about a truck coming up their rear end and eliminating them from the earth then and there. And when finally they got out of range of their favorite radio station and their favorite morning radio show, The Rise and Shine Show, it just faded away in thin air during their favorite part of the show, the swap and shop portion. When that was gone, they were just utterly lost, scared, and silent. Usually Myrtle kind of narrates a trip, reads off of billboards, points out interesting livestock. This time she was quiet. Finally, Florian said, as the semis went by, shoo! If it was up to me, he said, I'd just soon turn around and go home. Well, it was the wrong thing to say to her in the mood that she was in. She was in the mood where she was expecting him to say something wrong, and so had been working for some time on a speech in case he would. She said, oh, I'm sure you would rather just go home. You don't care, do you? You never did, you never will, so I don't know why I should be surprised that you don't now. You don't care if I live or die. You'd probably just soon I'd die and get me out of the way, wouldn't you? You'd just clap your hands if I died. Oh, yes, you would. I know you would. You wouldn't care. Then you'd be free, wouldn't you? Go off, do whatever you want to do. Oh, yes. He sat and listened to it. A man who drives a 66 Chevy with four